Hello to you. I'm Jaquetta Williams, your host for Your Health Connection. You know, we've got to talk about a subject that I know for some men, they may not want to talk about, but it's definitely necessary. So we're going to have the men and women, because, of course, we often know women are certain times we have to push our men to go to the doctor. We're talking about prostate cancer. Of course, some of you may know that prostate cancer this month is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So what better way to, ladies, to go push your men, particularly if they're 40 and older, to possibly go get checked and just make sure everything's okay rather than there's something wrong. We're talking to two people today. We're going to talk to a prostate cancer survivor. He's been surviving and thriving for the last 7 years. His name is Ralph Franklin. He's going to tell us a little bit about his story and how he was able to find his prostate cancer. And as I mentioned, he's thriving, so he's doing quite well. And then we're going to talk to another person, Dr. Walter Faulkner. He's with Georgia Urology at Emory. We also call it Crawford Long. But it's also called Emory. He's been there for 21 years. So first, let's jump into it. Ralph and Doctor, thank you so much for being a part of the program. Okay, Ralph, we're going to start with you. We were talking right before the program came on. You were telling me how you found your prostate cancer. And you mentioned you were a caregiver for your sister. She passed away. You said, hey, let me get myself checked. That's when you found out that you had prostate cancer.
That's correct. In the administration of our estate, when you're administering in the state, I tell people mortality becomes important. Mm-hmm. So I looked at her. You know, I was looking at her life insurance, and I said, well, I need some more life insurance. And it was just really a matter of deciding to get some more life insurance. And I made application for life insurance, which has been quite a perfunctory chore. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that, okay, I get my little letter saying you approve, et cetera, et cetera. And my letter says, we are rejecting your application. Here's your money back. See enclosed laboratory report. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the laboratory report, and the first thing that popped out, it says abnormally high PSA probability of carcinogen. I was shocked.
Did you immediately know what that was?
I immediately knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And
what did you think?
I knew probability of carcinogens is the probability of cancer, but because it was so shocking, it's like what? It was like surreal. Mm-hmm. And of course, I do what young people do. I went to the internet. Mm-hmm. And as I began to look up the number, what was surprising,
right?
It was the number, because I didn't have a two-digit number, doctor. My digit was three.
What does that mean for people who don't know what a single digit or double digit?
I guess the easy way of saying that is when you go to the urologist, the numbers they begin to look at is the number two. You measure it. So when they see a number two, they will say, well, let's look at this. By the time that number began to go to four, then the doctors usually say, we have to do something about it, and he'll confirm this. Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking from number two to number four.
And you were three.
No, I said I had a three-digit number.
Oh, my goodness. So your situation was well, you don't want to say grave, but you know it was dangerously high.
It was dangerously high.
Let's bring the doctor in since we're talking to Dr. Walter Faulkner. Likes to be called Dr. Walt. Is that okay? Can I call you Dr. Walt?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you've been doing urology for more than 20 years. So talk about why you wanted to do that as opposed to something else.
I enjoyed surgery as a specialty, and enjoyed the access to older men, older patients, which urology brings, and really the disease states that are common for urologic patients: prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancers, and then kidney stones, erectile dysfunction, some very common lifestyle conditions that are easy to take care of.
Since we were talking before the show started, you said 40 years old is the age that most men need to start being tested, particularly in the African-American community?
Yeah, here's Mr. Franklin's experience is not uncommon. What's interesting about what he says, it's something that happened years ago before we had the advent of PSA. The blood test he's making reference to is called PSA, or prostate-specific antigen. It is the screening blood test we use to screen men for prostate cancer. Before PSA, men would present with later stages of prostate cancer. They would present not with the cancer confined to the gland, but advance or spread or metastasize to other areas. With PSA as a screening test, it's changed the whole climate here, because now we have a blood test that lets us know that something's going awry with the prostate. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not specific for cancer. There are other conditions of the prostate that can make the PSA rise, but very few of those will make the PSA rise 3 digits. So I know for him, that was a very shocking number to see.
So now there are some signs that I'm sure that people may present, but Ralph Franklin says he didn't have any of those signs. But what are they?
Well, here's the tough thing. Yes, there are some specific urinary symptoms that a man can have. Difficulty emptying their bladder, slow urinary stream, waking at night, difficulty voiding. But the problem is that most men in the early stages have no symptom. They completely, things are normal. They void normally. They have no difficulty in passing the water. And so it's only through screening that we can diagnose this earlier in patients. But if a man has those symptoms, they definitely need to be evaluated.
So let's go over them one more time. Again, give it to me again.
Yeah. Well, if you look at what the prostate gland does, it's a gland that, from the anatomy, we have our bladder. The prostate gland sits at the base of the bladder, and it has a function. The function of our prostate is it produces our semen, the fluid that supports the sperm when we ejaculate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we get older, the prostate naturally goes through a change when that it enlarges. For every man, as we get older, the prostate gland gets larger. And sometimes with the growth of the prostate, you can have obstruction of the channel by which urine flows. And so with that, a man may find himself waking up at night to void, going to the restroom frequently, having slow stream, stopping and starting the stream. Those are urinary symptoms that are common with enlargement of the prostate and with later stages of prostate
cancer. But Mr. Franklin, you didn't have that, right?
I had none of them.
Before we get into more on this topic, I want to remind you that if you'd like and you have questions, of course, you can always give us a call here. The doctor is here, able to answer your question. Or if you have one of Mr. Franklin, the number is 404-880-9255. Again, 404-880-9255. Now, let's jump back in. Since you didn't present any of the symptoms, of course, I know with the number being high, your treatment had to be aggressive.
Yes.
Were you ever fearful that you were not going to make it? Or were you just one of those people, whatever the doctor told you to do, you did it?
I'm very realistic, okay? I'm very realistic. I knew that I had a challenge. I knew it was a challenge. My medical personnel were very, very clear to me as to the challenge that I had before me. But just generally, I always tell people this, and you may find this a little entertaining. I said, listen, this is what I tell my urologist. I told him, I said, I used to pick 250 pounds of cotton. I said, if I can pick cotton, I can deal with this challenge. And I meant that. Mm-hmm. And I meant that. And it has been a challenge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
What's been the difficult part?
The difficult part is that it's like you're a target. I'm also ex-military. So it's like when you're a target, you always getting shot at. But instead, it's the metastasis, which means that when you have it in one place and you kill it in one place, then
it'll show up somewhere
else. Show up someplace else. Mm-hmm. So that's the bad part. You're always watching to see whether or not there's a spot someplace else.
So basically, your life has become a new normal of always checking and making sure and double checking and poking and prodding.
Yes,
correct?
Yes, and yes.
Trust me, I know. Dr. Walt, can we talk about, for men like Mr. Franklin or men who are younger who may be able to find their prostate cancer if that happens in the early stage. Can you talk about the varying differences of treating it? Because I'm sure what he has to deal with, and let's just say a man who's 42 who just found it in the beginning stage, is quite different.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are different stages of prostate cancer, just like most cancers. And the typical process, say if a man has an elevation of the PSA, or he on rectal exam, the digital rectal exam, this finger wave exam that men, unfortunately, a reason a lot of men don't want to get screened, because it's a test where they come in and we use a gloved finger with lubricant and have to palpate the prostate gland, because it's a gland that you can feel through the rectal wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the screening as well. So if we find an abnormality in the prostate in that manner, the next test is to do what's called an ultrasound of a prostate. You know, ultrasound is very common radiographic technology. We look at babies with ultrasound. We image the prostate with ultrasound. And if we see something that looks suspicious, we will do a biopsy of the prostate. And that's the only way to confirm the diagnosis of prostate cancer in any patient.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with PSA is that it's not specific for prostate cancer, but it leads us to the next level in which we go through the other test, the diagnostic test.
Mm-hmm.
If a man has prostate cancer, then we get into the staging, because you're right. There are different stages of disease. There's stage one or stage A, the earliest stage where the tumor is confined to the prostate. There's a little more advancement of that where the tumor is a little larger. There's tumor that's broken out of the capsule of the prostate but confined to the area around the prostate. And then there's metastatic spread, either to the lymph nodes, the bones, or the other tissues. And so depending on what the time of diagnosis is, it's important to that. And there are different treatments that go along with the stage of the disease at the time of the diagnosis.
And don't forget, you can, of course, call us if you have any questions, 404-880-9255. Again, 404-880-9255. And we're also on Twitter if you want to hit us up and ask a question via Twitter. You can do that at CCRTD or at Jaquetta W, and we will try to get your question on that way. So let's go back into this and talk about it, because here's one of the things that I think that women have the advantage, particularly if it's breast cancer. We can at least do our home, you know, tests. But can men do anything with that, or it's you've got to go to the doctor?
You have to. It's not an accessible test to examine the man's prostate, self-examination of the prostate. So the recommendation is having an annual PSA and digital rectal examination. So the patients have to go to the physician. It could be their primary care. Doesn't have to be a urologist, but that's the recommendation for screening. And the recommendation is that age 40. I tell you, the American Cancer Society says men of high-risk groups, men of African descent, or men who have family histories of prostate cancer, I think we should screen all men at age 40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that all-inclusive of all ethnic groups, because, you know, what we tend to find in prostate cancer in the earlier stages, it can be a much more aggressive disease. You know, the prostate cancer in the older male tends to be much more dormant and less indolent a tumor. And so the recommendations are at age 40 once a year.
So you're saying if you're younger and if it presents, then it may be more aggressive.
Yeah, it can be.
And harder to treat.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Okay. So let me ask this, because I know that most men are proud. But when it comes to your health, what is it about being checked in that way? And both of you can answer if you want, that makes you not want to go. Let me start with you, Ralph.
Hey, great. I have this conversations many, 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 many times with men.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I tell men, I said, listen, if you have high blood pressure, if you have heart disease, if you have diabetes, all these things can have an adverse effect
mm-hmm.
on men. But somehow, some way, when any of these diseases have these adverse effect on men, some men is as if there's nothing else in their lives except the socialization process. Let's call it the socialization process. And because of that, these guys will tell you that they would prefer to go to their grave.
Yes. That proud.
Yes, they are just that proud.
Wow. But the thing is,
and it's serious.
And here's the thing, doctor, if you have to do that kind of check on a man, it's just between you and the doctor, correct?
Yeah.
So nobody else has to know that you're being checked in that way if you're that prideful, correct?
Yeah, but here's the issue. If you look at certain communities, and you know, some men are just reluctant to have that examination. It is require a finger to be inserted into the rectal wall, and some men may associate that with certain lifestyles. It's ridiculous, you know. But
we need to get over it. We have to deal with
and within definitely our community, but even other communities. And sometimes it's not that. Sometimes you look at the men who, you know, we're not socialized into going to the doctor until we're older. You know, women, you know, for my daughter, the first time they have their first period, they go. Introduced
Trust
to the
me,
doctors.
We've been poked and prodded for quite some time. That's the least y'all can do.
But as a man, after you've gone to the pediatrician for those next several years, unless you get sick or hurt, there's really no go to your doctor to get a physical. And so we're not that ingrained
that mindset
right. of going to the physician is just not there. And there's screening tests that are necessary for men as well.
We have a question for from Stan, who is out of Stone Mountain. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your question?
Yes, I'd like to know, is it possible to miss or to not detect cancer if you take an annual physical that includes the PSA test as well as the digital rectal exam? Yet, you know, like for myself, I'm 55, I'm sorry, and I tend to go to the to urinate frequently, but yet I have no cancer diagnosis with a annual physical.
Yeah, Stan, that's a little bit of a controversy there. In answer to the first part of your question, is it possible to have a normal PSA, a normal rectal examination, and still have some cancer there? Yes, it is. I mean, you have to PSA. You have to have enough volume of cancer to make the PSA rise to a point. And that's why the screening and the annual baseline longitudinal look at PSA is very important. So you check a man at 40 and the PSA should be below 4. And we actually now look at some age-specific numbers, what's normal for a 40, 50, 60-year-old male. And so if the PSA, say, is 0.4 at age 40 and you come back next year and it's 0.4, and then you come back in 5 years and it's gone up to 2.5, that's another signal that something can be going on. But also the second part of this question, can you have urinary symptoms without having cancer? Absolutely, because remember, the prostate, the enlargement of the prostate gland in a 55-year-old male is something that is the most common thing that happens with the prostate. And so having the symptoms definitely means that he needs to be screened. He's doing the right thing. He's going in to get checked, okay, and it's on the radar for him. The good thing is that his PSAs are normal, Stan, which is great. Your prostate exams are normal. Keep doing what you're doing.
Let me ask one question before we go to break, and maybe we'll save it until we get back, but I want you to think about it. I know it's a sensitive area to talk about being checked that way we just talked about with the, I don't like really saying it, but I know, you know what I mean. And then, of course, we talk about erectile dysfunction with this, having to fight prostate cancer. This is another symptom that can happen. And is that something that men don't want to have to deal with or talk about as well? Think about how you want to answer that question, because I know it's a sensitive area. I want to hear from both of you. And don't forget, if you're listening to us, we're talking about prostate cancer. This is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Of course, we're taking your questions, 404-880-9255. And we'll be right back.
So you ask, what are your chances of getting prostate cancer? Age is the strongest risk factor for prostate cancer. This disease is rare in men before the age of 40. However, as you grow older, your chances for getting prostate cancers go way up. For men who are over 40, give yourself the gift of life and get a prostate cancer screening test today. You, your family, and friends will appreciate it. This announcement in the public interest is made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. More information is available online at ccrtd.cau.edu.
The Cancer Center at Clark Atlanta University, in partnership with the English Avenue and Vine City Ministerial Alliance, will host a Harvest of Health Wellness Fair on Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Wellness Fair will be held at Greater Bethany Baptist Church at 786 Thurman Street in Vine City. This event will offer various types of preventive screenings with the main focus on prostate cancer screening for men. The Wellness Fair will also provide information, education, and screening services to empower people and address health disparities. It will specifically target men and the medically underserved in the Vine City and English Avenue areas who are at greater risk for developing prostate cancer. For more information, contact CCRTD at 404-880-6878.